Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Sunday, December 8th, and today I want to reflect on sentiments in South Africa's agriculture and agribusiness. I'm choosing this particular topic for two reasons. One, because we are coming from a week where we've all just learned about how poorly the South African agricultural sector performed in the third quarter of this year. But in the same week, we've also learned from AgBiz, the organizations that I work for, about how optimistic the farmers and agribusinesses are about the business conditions in the country, especially in the fourth quarter of this year. And one then may ask a question to say, but didn't we just learn that this sector is performing so poorly? But then where is this optimism? What are these farmers and the agribusinesses talking about? And I think it's important to stop for a moment and reflect on what all of this data means about the moment that we are in, as well about the outlook for this sector. Now, starting with the GDP data, the GDP data showed that the South African economy performed broadly relatively poorly. But the one sector that was a drag in the economy is the agricultural sector. And agricultural gross value added, or simply put, agricultural GDP, contracted by 28.8% quarter on quarter on seasonally adjusted in the third quarter of 2024. And now one may ask and say, what was it with agriculture to contract this big? Because in the second quarter, the contraction was mild at about negative 0.4% quarter on quarter. That was a performance in the second quarter. And in the third quarter, the contraction is way bigger at 28%. And the one thing I will say is that the direction of the sector's performance, which is the contraction, is something that we were expecting. But the magnitude of the contraction really surprised us. It is why I wasn't even myself surprised when I heard people calling me saying, hey, you are one of the people who has been optimistic and telling us about all of the positive things that are happening in agriculture and what's going on now with this sector being a drag on the overall economy. What's new? What is it that you have perhaps haven't highlighted? The reason I was expecting the sector to contract, but not with the figure that Stats has reported, are perhaps maybe two events. One is the fact that we are closing a season that was generally difficult for summer grains and oilseeds and the field crop, because we were hit by a midsummer drought related to El Nino in South Africa. And this led, for example, if you think about our summer grains and the oil seeds, the overall production is down by 23% this year compared to the previous season at about 15.4 million tons. That's the overall grains and oil seeds. Even if you were to take maize, which is our major staple, it is also down by 23% with just over 12 million tons of maize that we produced this year. The key reason then was that particular drought. And on the basis of that, and the fact that you have all of these producer deliveries of grains and everything else happening in large part, both in Q2 as well as in Q3 of each year, if then the performance of the sector was that poorly, you would expect that this will weigh in the sector. But it wouldn't weigh as a sector so severely, because the other thing we have to think about is that agricultural crop prices are generally high. So you have a relatively higher prices and the decline, which means that there would be a little bit of a smoothing up when you are thinking about how the sector performed in general. The second factor is also that the livestock industry is still limping with difficulties related to animal diseases. We have foot and mouth disease in the country. The Eastern Cape and KZN are not out of the woods, while other provinces are out of the woods. So those were the two negative events that I would say categorize the performance of this sector in general for this year. And one would have expected then that those will continue to weigh on the sector broadly. But the horticultural industry, fruits and vegetables, performed superbly. The yields were great. The prices were great. So that, to a certain extent, should have, again, smoothened or compensated for some of the losses, which is why we're of the view that the extent of the contraction that was reported is way bigger and way out of the analysts' expectations, even those that are forecast in the sector, ourselves included. So our belief is that perhaps maybe when StatsSA releases the data, for the fourth quarter, we may as well see revisions on this figure and see them releasing perhaps maybe a milder contraction than what we have learned now. The timing of when people collect this data and all of these things, it also matters, because agricultural statistics are very difficult to look at. There is that element. So that's the key thing that I wanted to mention or highlight about how the sector has performed in general in that third quarter. But then the mood is very upbeat. The farmers are upbeat in the sector. In fact, if you look at the AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index, in the fourth quarter results, it increased by 10 points to 58 points. This is the highest level that we last saw in the second quarter of 2022. And it was a second consecutive improvement by the same magnitude, because if you think about in the third quarter, from the second quarter, this index jumped by 10 points to about 48, and now it jumped again to 58. What this then tells us is that the agribusinesses and the farmers in general are optimistic about the business conditions in the country. Then you can ask a question and say, but if you were talking about the drought, the animal diseases, where is this optimism matching up? This then, we have to appreciate that the gross value added figures or the GDP figures are looking on the seasons that we are closing. The sentiment is telling us about what's happening now, the activity that is leading to the next season. That's the 2024-25 production season in agriculture. The key things that are driving the optimism is the fact that people think that we'll receive the La Nina rains. We think that also there will be La Nina rains to support the production and lead to a recovery from the drought that had led to a poor harvest in the 2023-24 season. So there's favorable weather conditions outlook that is out there. And in fact, if you look at the intentions to plant data by the farmers, and in fact, even in the this podcast, if you scroll through our channel, you'll realize that there is a segment that we recorded when that data was out, where farmers indicated that they may plant a slightly higher area this season compared to the 2023-24 season, again, signaling that optimism. The second factor is also the stable energy supply in South Africa. The stable energy supply is important because if you think about our horticulture, fruit and vegetable, we irrigate all of that. And in the field crops, the grains and the sugar, oil seeds, we irrigate about 20% of that. And the fact that we no longer talk about load shedding in South Africa, that is a benefit and that is a plus, and it supports the agricultural conditions and even the processing, agribusinesses and many others. We also do think that the port efficiency are slowly improving. I know that there are still a lot of problems at the port. Many people complain about this, but I think there is a certain level of an improvement. And in fact, even if you look at the agricultural trade data, you will realize that the exports were robust. Take, for example, in the third quarter of this year, South Africa's agricultural exports were at $4.1 billion. That's up 5% from the same period in 2023. You look at the consecutive three quarters of 2024, South Africa's agricultural exports are up by 4% at about $10.5 billion. This reflects an improvement, of course, in volumes as well as the higher prices. But the point is that we are seeing a bit of some level of efficiency in the ports, at least in the period that the guys were exporting their products. So this is another factor that has contributed to this optimism in South Africa's agriculture. We do think that also the generally better political climate since the formation of the government of national unity is something that has ignited this optimism in South African farming. And that optimism that is linked to the GNU is not unique to farming. Even if you read the BRRMB's Business Confidence Index, it signals also that optimism that is linked to the GNU, amongst other things. And the survey, we carried it out in the last week of November, covering agribusinesses that are operating across all agri cultural subsectors in South Africa. The Agribusiness Confidence Index is very important for a number of reasons. One, it gives us a sense of the potential direction of the sector in terms of the growth performance. If it is sustained in an expansionary way or a contractory way, that gives you a sense then about how the sector may perform. Given then now that we have had two quarters pointing out to the uptick, this again shows us that we're likely to see a recovery in the sector, even following some of these bad quarters of the statistics that I discussed at the start. The second aspect is that when the sentiment is upbeat, it does mean that the investments in the sector, fixed investments, can also flow in over time. But of course, it has to be sustained on a particular direction for a sustained period. And that investment is key for the long-term growth of the sector. So broadly, while we have learned and received the bad numbers about how the sector has performed, we do think that those numbers may be slightly revised, but still the sector would have contracted. But the mood is improving, and that improvement in the mood is linked to with the conditions of today, as well as the potential recovery in the season that we are starting, which means then the recovery of the sector's performance in 2025. So this is all the good optimism that I think is founded on some of the key improvements that people are seeing on the ground and is making their environment to be much better. But I would urge us not to be complacent because of this. There are still long-term issues that require the businesses and the governments to collaborate. Because if you think about the long-term growth of South African agricultural sector, you probably need to resolve some of the key stumbling blocks in the network industries. I talked about the improvements in the ports, but that doesn't mean we are at levels that we want. There has to be further improvement in the ports' efficiencies. Railway line, the roads, so the entire network industry, water, we do need to see improvement on there. The municipalities need a better management. We all know about how poorly municipalities perform in South Africa. And I think there needs to be a serious improvement in the functioning of municipalities, because ultimately these municipalities are important for the health of the agribusinesses. The agribusinesses are what create jobs into the small towns. The other area that is important is, of course, continuous effort in opening up many new export markets. The export markets are everything in South African agriculture, because we are a sector that exports roughly half of what we produce. And in an environment where there's friendshoring, fragmentation, all of the difficulties on global trade policy that we are all probably familiar with, as well as some protectionism that may come out of the US with the new Trump administration and many other things, this does mean that the South African agricultural sector, the South African government, must work hand in hand with business to open as many export markets as we can, so that we have a well-diversified access in a range of markets for our products. This is important because if we think about the long-term growth of this sector, this also means that there's a lot of new land that can be planted and a lot of new products that can come out of the sector. And all of those products will need to have a market to be sent to. Those products will come from a land. We still have about roughly 2.5 million hectares of land in this country that we can put into full agricultural production for livestock, crops, fruits, and a whole range of things. And whatever we do it successfully there, supported by these improvements in network industries, municipalities, you name it, that will need to be for export markets. And those export markets require better ports and require, of course, to have destinations that will have lower tariffs and non-tariff barriers to accept our products. We also need to put a lot of effort on dealing with biosecurity. Biosecurity in terms of animal diseases, but also on a plant health side, which we haven't paid a lot of attention in South Africa. These are the long-term matters that I think the sector has to focus on in order to unlock our long-term growth. So we should not be complacent, because right now we are talking about how optimistic farmers are. They are happy about the business conditions in the country, and we think that all of the problems of South Africa are resolved. They are not resolved in the farming sector. And even if they growth figures for 2025 begin to be important, be positive, and showing that the sector is growing, as we expect that there will be a recovery in 2025. And I think that should be viewed with the view that this sector is not yet at capacity. there's still a lot more that can be done in the sector, and those few factors that I've highlighted are some of the things that are constraining the long-term growth of South African agriculture. But for now, the mood is optimistic, and I think that's something that we can be happy about, and we can all hope that then we will go through 2025 and it will deliver the recovery that we all expect. I thought, folks, it's important in this week to revisit and reflect on both of those topics that I've just discussed. And thank you so very much for listening. My name is Wandile Sehlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can follow me on socials at Wandile Sehlobo across all socials. Follow this podcast also on socials at Mkokeli Podcast. And follow our publisher, The Financial Mail, on social media as well. Thank you.